Blog Talk Radio.
It's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Not Your Head Wednesday. You checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B? Not Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Austin and Amber always keep the fellas on. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news? Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Six, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the wop, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves on lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yo, yo. Here we are, another Wednesday. Doing our thing on the 18th of July. Man, devil sitting right next to me, man. He whispered in my ear talking about, man. Take that, take that, take that. Anyway, here we are, Wednesday. Not Your Head Wednesday. This is your boy, L1, a.k.a. Brock Sampson, a.k.a. Logical One. And we are here doing it yet again. My hosts are MIA. My co-hosts, should I say. They MIA. But, man, I can rock it by myself. Want to give a quick shout-out to my girl, Miss Melody, a.k.a. KRS-One's wife. A lot of you younger cats don't know who she is, but she was dope female MC, man. She had one album, man, but she was still the greatest, man. You know, she came out long, long time ago, man, and it was KRS-One's significant other at the time, and she was in the self-destruct movement, Ladies First video with Queen Latifah. She's going to be sorely missed. I don't know the details surrounding her passing, but, you know, she's home, and, man, just another legend gone, man. Also, I want to give a shout-out and a moment to remember KMG. Hope I got that correct, of Above the Law. Brother was part of that group, part of NWA's collective, man. He passed away as well. We're losing him, man. We're losing a lot of our hip-hop history, man, and legends and respectful, you know, MCs, man. And, you know, it's kind of tragic, man, because a lot of you younger cats ain't never heard of these people, man. You probably never will unless you Google or Wikipedia them or whatever, man. You know, because radio ain't playing them, you know, unless you from the respective states that you got an older brother or sister or somebody who was down around that time, man, and was beating them type of joints back then, man. And, man, it's kind of sad, man. It, you know, we lose a cast like this, man. You know, people rolling out, man. It's, you know, it is what it is, man. But, you know, life goes on, you know. Respect them cats and remember them for their contributions to hip-hop. And, man, let's keep it moving, you know. Anyway, here we are, Not Your Head Wednesday. We got a couple of more legends coming on, man. We got my man, the legendary Doc Ice, man, from UTFO, man. If you don't know who UTFO is, then you need to Google them and Wikipedia them as well, man. UTFO was a legendary group back then. They had a long-running battle with Roxanne Shanté and Roxanne's, the real Roxanne. And, you know, these cats, man, it was around the 80s. I think I was like 16, 17. I don't know, maybe younger at that time, man. I ain't tell you. Well, you know how old I am. Just do the math like that. But anyway, yeah, that cat will be on today, man, Dr. Ice. And we're going to talk to him. We also got another legendary group. Well, not a legendary group, but a legendary MC from the legendary group. The legendary is being said a lot tonight, but a lot of cats, man, we got on here, man. We got Doodlebug, man, from Big Blue Planets. And he will be on here. I believe he had a name change, too, but we'll find out when we talk to him and everything. But, yeah, man, we got a pretty interesting show tonight. And, man, that's pretty much what's going down, man. But, let's talk about what's going on in Chicago. I want to give a shout out to my Chicago peeps going on out here. We got the Woodstars Festival kicking in again this year, and hopefully I get a press pass to that joint. If not, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. Life goes on. We got Smith & Wesson coming out here this year. Matter of fact, this month we got them coming up at the Shrine, so they'll be out there. Yeah, a few more joints coming up, but as time progresses, man, we'll talk about it and keep it moving and everything, man. I want to give you guys a quick taste of UTFO and what was going on with that group. They had a song called Roxanne, Roxanne, which kind of kicked it off with Roxanne Shanté, man. And this goes back to the early 80s. I think I want to say 88, 87. And, you know, it was kind of a braggadocious rhyme. For those who don't know what braggadocious rhyme is, it was bragging about the females, talking about this chick. And she wasn't really a real person as far as I know. But, you know, Roxanne Shanté answered back to this. And it led to a long Roxanne's Revenge, the real Roxanne. And, you know, it was a diss going back and forth between the two groups and everything. And this is back when disses, you know, when people was having beef and stuff like that. It was all in fun, man. It was basically, you know, you ain't had the nonsense you got going on now. But, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. You know, it's dated to the standards of today and the type of production that's going on now. But, you know, back then, this was hot. You know, it is what it is, man. You know, you can talk about it, disrespect, whatever, man, but this was hot back then, man. And it's still hot today, man. You know, the rhymes are a little dated, but it was hot back then. So I'm going to hit y'all with this UTFO, Roxanne, Roxanne, and when I get back, we'll probably play a little bit more. I got some New 50. I got some J Dilla. I got some stuff for y'all tonight, man. We're going to do a little music playing tonight, and then we're going to do a little jaw-jacking. Hopefully, like I said, my co-host will slide in. If not, it's me rolling by myself. You know how I get down. I ain't worried about all that, man. Oh, we got somebody calling. Hold on. Who could this be? You know you is not rolling nowhere by yourself.
Hey,
I'm just chilling, man. You know,
I is right here.
Okay, I'm glad you're here, then. Glad you came. Glad you made it. I was worried. I was like, man, I thought I was going to have to roll solo, man. You know how that go, you know. Know how we get down. How you been? What's going on in Atlanta? I know you got the devil whispering in your ear right about now.
I ain't like whispering in my ear. I'm good. Today is Wednesday. I'm always good on Wednesday because it's the middle of the week and I'm just trying to get to Friday, you know.
That's if we all don't melt.
Yeah, well, it's been raining here, so.
See, y'all fortunate. Y'all in the country that isn't involved in the drought. Up here, man, it's touch and go, man. We had one day of purgatory and another day of calm weather. You know, heat might just having a ball. We need to call the trees and the peach.
Get the hook up. If you ain't got it, you better get it.
Well, you ain't lying, because it's hot, man. I saw Ice Cube screaming today. It was so hype and hot, man. It's bad. I'm over here now, man, with the fan blowing on me. So if y'all hear that wind in the mic, man, that's what it is, man. It ain't me passing gas. It's the fan over here blowing. So.
just a little cool air.
That's all it is. But man, we gonna politic in a minute. I'm gonna let them hit this UTFO, Roxanne, Roxanne, and like I say, the lyrics are dated, but it's still dopeness. You know,
relevant.
So check it out. Here we go.
Yo, DMD. Yeah, what's up, man? They go that girl they call Roxanne. She's all stuck up. Why you say that? Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking down the street, so I said, hello, I'm Gaggo from the CFO. And she's so cool. Baby, don't you know I can sing rap dance in just one show? Cause I'm Gaggo, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater from beginning to end and to beginning. I never knew because I'm all about winning, but if I was to lose, I wouldn't be a thief, cause I'm not a gambler, I don't bet, I don't be in no casino, and baby, like a nigga, the is the grizzly, killing, so I thought you'd be a friend and give me deep in rap. I thought I had a friend, if I was sending the trap, I thought it'd be a piece of paper, but it was nothing like that, I guess that's what I give a thing, it ain't that right, black, this is goodbye to use them, and see new number with them, grizzly is like a user of his, and it's like a user. Caesar with a bang bang. Brother, I feel bad, but I ain't committing suicide for no crap. Calling her a crab is just a figure of speech, cause she's an apple, a pear, a plum, and a peach. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand, but man, oh man, if I was grand, I'd bang Roxanne. Kango, I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know, she doesn't need a guy like you, she needs a guy like me, with a high IQ. And she shakes for my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper MC will never fret. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, baby don't mind. She thought my name was Barry, I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry, her baby she would carry. And if she had a baby, his name's her baby Harry. Her mother name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say me scary. She doesn't not hairy, her father's a fairy. His father's secondary, his son's the military. To force him to Olympic, guess it wasn't voluntary. His daughter's name is Jerry, his son's a Tom and Jerry. Jerry had to prove it, it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I think it's fine, it makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to give this commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're such an all you want to try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I received was a pat on my back. That's what you get, it happened to me. Ain't that right, mixed master, I-Z-E. You had a rope, you thought you were cupid. But EMD, your rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworms. You gotta be strong, which you can't resist. The educated rapper, huh? Bust this! Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was a debonair. Doc said I'd like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, your name is Roxanne. She said, how'd you know my pilot is getting around? Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. She let me walk you to the corner. My rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before. You look like a thief. I said, me? The Doc? A hood? A rock? Running around a street or robbing people on the block? Man, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. As far as I'm concerned, I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got you, cause she cracked a smile. Then let me know my rap would work for a while. She said, you call yourself a doctor. I said, listen to you. Then explain to me really what doctors must do. I said, this is very simple, cause I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease, combined with change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on her cheek. She said she had to go, but she'd be back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange the date. Did you take it to the beach? That's what we planned, but she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne. I wanna be your man. And here's our game plan. The beat is here, so we will reveal it. And if you think it's soft, then Roxanne, feel it.
How simple hip hop was back then. My man didn't have nothing but a drum machine and some hand claps, and that was a hit. And I know some of you young cats are like, that was garbage. Dude, that was the springboard for, man, everything. You know, Sugar Hill Gang, Treacherous 3, you know, Funky 4 plus one more. You know, man, that was the backboard, man, the backbone of hip hop, man. A drum machine, hand claps, you know, scratching, you know, groove periodically throughout it, man, throughout the history of hip-hop, man. But that was hip-hop, man, and it you know, we really didn't have cussing in rap like we do now, man. It wasn't no derogatory explicit language in rap, man, like it is now. Not to say that that's a bad thing, but, you know, the platforms of hip-hop, man, the way it's progressed, man, to what we... I'm sorry, man, a lot of cats gonna call me a hater, man, but, and I hate that word, but this crap we got now, man, is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, a lot of cats will say we've evolved and we got to step back and step aside, but I'm just, man, call me a disgruntled old man and everything like that, but I can't just step aside and let these cats tear it down and dumb it down, man. If it's going to evolve, evolve, man. I feel like we took 10 steps backwards, man, with some of the cats that call themselves MCs now, you know? But that was fun time rap, man. They was talking about a female or the female that they met, and, you know, they was bragging about who was going to date her first, you know, and, you know, this is what happened, man. You know, we went from that to the stuff we got now, you know. And so, you know, I'm not going to take away some of the stuff, man, I've listened to. You know, like I said, I'm up there in age, man. I'm listening to this stuff now, and I guess, like I said, I feel like my parents, you know, listening to, you know, when hip-hop first came out, and I guess you do got to let it go, man, and just see what happens, you know. I'm not saying my time is up, but at the same time, I just don't want to let it go and deteriorate into what it is now, man. We could have that type of music, but y'all cats got to do better, man, and stop letting these record companies, man, pimp y'all and, you know, mold you into what they think is selling, man. You know, there is creativity.
That's what they've been told to do. You know, all them seminars when they just kept telling them, you just need a hook. It don't matter what you're saying. As long as you got a hook and the beat sounds good. They kept drilling that shit, and that's why they're just doing it, because the tracks don't, the beats don't be bad, well, some of them, but the beats don't be bad majority of the time, but they ain't talking about shit. It's just la-di-da, la-di-da.
Yeah, and it it's sad, man. I mean, we used to have creativity in it, man. I mean, I ain't expecting, you know, a lot of people, you have inside secret wars, man, between each other, man. People be mad about the backpack rappers. You know, they used to classify intelligent rappers and conscious rappers as backpack rappers because they was, like, speaking, you know, lyrics. It was all about the lyrics. And then we used to have those secret wars with, you know, the Down South cats, because, you know, the battle rappers thought the Down South MC was stupid and they rhymes were elementary and stuff like that. But in different regions, man, there was different, you know, forms of hip-hop, man. And I, you know, I was guilty of that, man. Some of that stuff Down South, man, I was not feeling until Outkast, Goody Mob.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even some of MJG and 8-Ball stuff, man, I was listening to, man, you know. And it's like, you know, I grew up listening to Live Crew, man, and, you know, we had them on the show, man. And, you know, as a kid, I was like, man, you know, let me put the Blog Talk Radio message board on. I ain't put the message chat on, about, man. I'm flipping. But, yeah, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of that stuff, man. And it's just like, man, it's the companies, to me, the companies, like you said, yeah, as long as you got a hook and a beat, man, and they've just so softened it so down and just put it, you know, it's like you listen to the stuff and then they play it so much, man, you got to like it. You know, after you hear it the first 50 trillion times, man, you start catching yourself slipping and nodding your head to it, man. You know,
I think, too, that's why, like me, you know, me being a rapper myself, I don't listen to rap music. I listen to more R&B than you know what I'm saying? Because my thinking, whenever I put make a song, it's always been, you know, I'm telling a story. It ain't been, you know, sometimes I do party tracks, you know what I'm saying? I do, you know, but my stuff has always been emotional, so it was always me telling a story. And I think that's what they lack. They're not telling the story. They're just saying, I did this, and, you know what I'm saying, who got the most money, and shake your ass, make it clap, you know, Superman. It's just crazy, but it's like it's a couple of them that are out there that you know, because they're still being true to their craft and who they are, and not, you know, they tend to be the independent ones, though, you know. But, you know, record deals are a totally different thing. It's a totally different thing now. It's like, do you really want a record deal with how many major record labels is it now, three or two? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And them telling you to be, this is who we need. We don't need who you are. We need this individual right here that we've already, you know, decided this is what we want. So we're just looking for somebody that can just slide into the slot, and then we put you out there. And then at some point, you're going to be looking crazy because you ain't never going to be doing your music. You're going to be doing their music.
That's what's going on with that.
Be true. Just be true to yourself. And those that do, you get that good music. Those that don't, you get that la-di-da. It's crazy.
Yo, welcome to 90 Radio caller. I see you just called in. Who we got on the line?
Yo, what's up, brother? This is Doodlebug from Diggable Planets. What up, fam?
Hey,
what's going on, fam? Yo, we got the legendary Doodlebug from Digital Planets calling in. So we'll play some of that music for some of you youngins that don't know who this gentleman is. What is going on, man? How was life?
I'm good. I'm good, man. Just chilling with my family, you know what I'm saying? Still doing some music and you know, loving life. And I really, like, I don't know who that sister was that was just talking, but I love what she was saying. She was really dropping some jewels on there.
How do you feel about hip-hop?
Hip-hop is, I mean, it is what it is, I guess. I mean, it's kind of like a microcosm of just society as a whole, you know what I'm saying? I mean, as society changes, as our neighborhoods change, the trends change, I mean, hip-hop follows along with it because it is, it's us, you know what I'm saying? So I think, I don't think the mainstream really represents the true hip-hop culture, you know what I'm saying? Graffiti, dancing, you know, b-boyism, music, hip-hop, you know, DJing, rapping, all that, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't really represent that because mainstream, it ain't their job to do that, you know what I'm saying? Mainstream is, it's all about business. It's about profits. It's about making money. It's about ratings, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop, the culture, is really being held down by the underground, you know what I'm saying? So if you want the real, you got to go find it, you know what I'm saying? It's changed a lot, you know what I'm saying? You got social networking, got now you got global, it's like a global economy. It's a global hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You got people all over the world doing it. You know what I'm saying? In so many different languages, so many different styles. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard to really hate on it because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because it really goes to us. You know what I'm saying? The purveyors of hip hop. We got to start teaching these youngins what's the real. You know what I mean? We can't keep complaining on the sideline or this and that and that. We got to start doing something because, for real, if we don't like what we hear on the radio, we need to start calling these radio stations up, start telling them to play that real stuff, like the new Nas album, play some Roots,
right.
You know what I'm saying, right. Play that, you know what I'm saying, play some good stuff, make some stuff that got some substance, but at the same time, you want it to be a full spectrum, because hip-hop is everything, hip-hop is fun, hip-hop is stupid sometimes, hip-hop is real, hip-hop is political, hip-hop is gangster. Hip-hop is all that, you know what I'm saying? You can't just put it in one place. It's all that, you know what I'm saying? Because if you go in the hood, we got all that. You got some brothers or sisters in the hood that's all about keeping the African roots alive. You got brothers and sisters in the hood that's all about hustling. You got brothers and sisters in the hood that's just clowning. They want to clown, have fun, and good times. So, I mean, I think it just represents all. I think we just got to figure out a good balance, and we can't look for the mainstream to give us that balance. We got to either demand it from them, or just say, forget them and go to where places like this, the D Show, you know what I'm saying, and other shows similar to this that play and represent that realness, you know what I mean?
That's truth in that, man. That's about the third realest answer I've heard on that topic. We ask people, you know, all the time. We don't try to beat a dead horse either, man, but it's just, you know, it's a travesty, man. You know, to me, you know, to hear some of the stuff that goes on, and then you got artists, you know, just being straight ignorant, you know, this whole bunch of stuff going on, man. And then you look at, I don't know if you've heard, if you, you know, check the message boards or the social networks, you know, we lost a great MC today, you know, Miss Melody.
Yeah, Miss Melody. Hell yeah.
And a lot of people don't even know who she is.
I don't know how she passed. I'm still trying to figure that out, but I heard about it, though.
Yeah, ain't no details on how she passed. We lost another MC, man, out of California. We lost KMG from
Oh, yeah,
Lamar.
I heard about that. That was a while. That was a little couple of days ago or something.
Yeah, he passed too. So it's like, you know, a lot of these artists, man, are passing. And, you know, they're passing with little or no notoriety, man. It's like people don't even know who these people, you know, who Miss Melody was and who KMG was unless you were from New York or unless you were from, you know, California and everything, man. And, you know, the radio, they aren't playing, you know, you don't have the old school slot, you know, like, you know, they mixing it in. You know, they don't even mix anymore. It's just mostly like playing tracks and calling in mixtapes and stuff like that, man. But, you know, you don't know who any of these old legends are, you know, these old school legends and everything, man. And it's kind of sad, man, you know, that it carries on this way, you know. The only, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure her records are going to sell, you know, people are going to start hoarding the record now if they can find it. You know, she only had one album that she put out, but she made a couple of cameos here and there. But, yeah, you know, they going to scoop up that stuff, man. You know?
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, I think it just boils down back to us, man. You got to look at the man and the woman in the mirror and be like, yo, what do we want to represent? What do we want hip-hop to be? Because it's us. It's up to us, really. I mean, you know what I mean? Because somewhere down the line in the late 90s, early 2000s, we lost hip-hop. We didn't pass the baton to the youngins after us the right way. We just didn't teach them. It was just like, it's almost just like what happens in the hood. You know what I'm saying? These kids are lost because there's no fathers in the household. He's got mothers who work in like 3 or 4 jobs, and they too busy working and trying to pay the bills to be able to even take care. They looking for the teachers and the daycare people to, you know what I'm saying, to teach their kids what's right. And I think we're trying to do the same thing in hip-hop. We looking for the mainstream or the radio to teach these kids what hip-hop is. They ain't going to do it. I'm sorry, they're not going to do it. Radio only cares about profit. And if we start as a whole start demanding these radio stations to play the real, they will play it, because it's going to boil down to the advertisers are going to be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? These people ain't listening to your radio station no more, because they want, you know what I'm saying? We got to start demanding this stuff, because if we don't do it, they think this is what we want, you know what I'm saying? Because we got a bunch of ignorant, and it's not even, I don't want to say ignorant, because, well, yeah, ignorant, because they're ignorant because they just don't know, ignorant to the information that's out there because they weren't taught, you know what I'm saying? At some point in the late 90s, we lost them. Everybody started chasing money and trying to be Puffy and trying to be blinged out, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with Puffy. I mean, get your money, but don't lose sight of who you are, you know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
I think hip-hop lost sight, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was chasing the dollar. Everybody was trying to be the next freaking music mogul and trying to be super this and driving Maybachs and, you know what I'm saying? And ever since then, it's been that way ever since. And it's just, and then everything else is just falling to the wayside. All the real hip-hop is now internet, underground. You got to go to Europe. You know what I'm saying? Europe, they more into real hip hop than we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when I go to Europe and do shows, yo, they still break dances. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they have break dance battles. you know what I'm saying? You do that now, you get laughed at. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, get out of here, man.
I mean, not really. I mean, we had a couple of shows out here in Chicago and everything. But yeah, we had Ace on here about 2 weeks ago. He was saying the same thing, man. Overseas, a totally different monster, man, over there, man. It's, you know, hip-hop is hip-hop over there, man, you know? You know, I've been hearing, about the, what is that? I can't remember the name of the stupid show, but anyway, hip-hop is what's going on over there in Europe. I mean, it's still going on over here, too, in Spurs and everything like that, but you just got to find them shows and everything, you know?
Yeah,
you got to look for them. Yeah, look for them. Rock the Bells, that's what I was getting ready to say. Rock the Bells, there's been like a heated discussion about how Rock the Bells has fell off this year, you know.
Notice, look at it. No, Rock the Bells used to be in a whole, they used to do a tour. Now it's like down, it's gotten so, they lost so much money or whatever. I don't know whatever was happening, but now it's down to only like 3 cities, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they used to come here. And they stopped
coming.
Yeah,
I know. They used to go all over the country. They used to go to Chicago. They used to go everywhere. Now it's only like, I think now it's just New Jersey, California, and somewhere else. I don't know what other places.
Yeah, that's it, you know. But we're going to slide off of that, man. What I want to talk about, man, I want to talk about Doodlebug. For those that are just chiming in, we got my man Doodlebug from Digital Planet. I mean, not did I say Digital Planet, Digable Planets, I'm sorry. And these cats are straight hip-hop history, man. I had the chance to meet you and the rest of the group You guys came to Northern, I want to say, in 92 or 93 and did a show at Northern. I still got the CD when you all signed it. And you guys were the pinnacle of hip-hop at the time, man. You were like the second coming of Tribe, as everybody was calling it, man. And this was hip-hop. I mean, they were speaking. They were, I guess you guys were bagged as conscious rappers at the time. And, I mean, this was hip-hop. It was. This is a time when we still had, you know, duo hip-hop and trio hip-hop. You know, it was two males and a female. And they got out there and they rocked it, man. I can't remember the name of the girl you guys had touring with you. I can't remember her name. She had some joint where she was, like, I had to cry by hollering Shamalama or something like that. I cannot remember her name, though, man.
But you guys had a DJ?
She was an opening act.
Oh, opening act. You talking about Groove Garden?
No, it was another. It wasn't Groove Garden. It was a female rapper that you guys had with you, man.
It might have been local because she wasn't touring with us. Because I would remember her name. But I mean, it probably was a, you know, certain cities. It'd be like whoever the local promoter is. They put somebody on to promote. But I don't think she was touring with us because I would remember who it was.
I can't remember her name. I got a CD, but I cannot remember her name for the life of me, man. Now, here's one question I want to ask of you, man. I know you've been on the grind. I know you got a couple of, I think you got two albums out solo, right?
201? Yeah, I put out an album called The Intifada in 2009 on a Japanese label. And then I put out Futuristic Sci-Fi last year.
Okay, I remember that one, Futuristic Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
That's
and I'm about to drop a, and this Tuesday, July 24th, I'm dropping a free download mixtape called The Expendables. I got my man Lord Jamar from Brand Nubians on there, Booty Brown from Farside. I got General Steele from Smith & Wesson. A couple other people, some, you know, my own little local crew. I got a band called CFO, the Cosmic Funk Orchestra that I started here in Philadelphia. And it's a lot of, you know, MC singers, musicians, and a lot of them are featured on the project.
Now, you had a name change for your solo debut, right?
No, I ain't never had no name change. I mean, I call myself C Knowledge, you know, C Know the Doodlebug. I was C Knowledge before I was Doodlebug.
Okay, yeah, because I thought it was a name change when you came out. Well, I was like, wait a minute, that looked like Doodlebug, man. But when I saw the CD, I was like, hold on, what's going on, man? I thought you had a most tough moment.
Yeah, no, I was like, it's like, see, I always call myself C Know the Doodlebug, which was short for C Knowledge, young. I was C Knowledge way before I was Doodlebug.
Okay, that's cool. Now, a lot of people don't know, around after the second album, and this is just for people that don't know, because like I said, we got a lot of younger listeners, and I really don't know what happened then. After the second album, what happened that, I don't know if you guys split or you guys just didn't decide to do another album. I mean, what was the background story behind that? That we never got to put it out.
I mean, we need a lot of time. It's a lot of talk, but it basically boils down to is just creative differences between the group, personal, you know, immature. We dealt with certain situations as immature 20-year-olds like we were, you know what I'm saying? And, we didn't deal with it. We had bad management. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot. The label was that we were on was in transition. It was just a lot of things that, unless we were strong, unless we were a little bit more mature and tighter with that, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't going to survive, and we didn't survive because we were immature and we didn't handle it right. A lot of different personal shits that got in between the group that we allowed to get in between the group, and it just kind of led to us walking away, you know what I'm saying? We just decided just to walk away. I think about 10 years later, like 2005, we got back together again, did a reunion tour out in Europe, and it did very well. And then we came to the States and started touring. We toured for about two, three years, so about the last show we did was in 2008 in New York at this club with Alchemist and Ghostface. And that was the last show we did together in December of 2008. And we kind of walked away again, did some, you know, got personal things, family, Ladybug, you know, started taking care of her kids and becoming more, you know, motherly and staying at home, chilling, doing that. She was also working on her music, but on a solo tip, and Butterfly went off and started a band called Shabazz Palaces. He's promoting that right now. Yeah, so I started the Cosmic Funk Orchestra. Well, I had to start the Cosmic Funk Orchestra back in 2000, but I started redoing it again after 2008. And then, but we've been talking a lot lately. I talked to Ladybug on the phone, like, I try to keep in touch with her, like, every 2-3 weeks. I call her, make sure she's all right. And Butterfly, me and Butter talk a lot. I actually see him way more than I see her, but we all talk. And right now it's a possibility that we're going to try to do this again either end of this year or next year. I know we all agreed. Ladybug called me a couple of days ago and asked me if we would all be down to do Ninth Wonder from Lil Brother. He's having this thing in North Carolina, his high school reunion, and he asked Ladybug, he's real cool with her, if Big Old Planets will perform at his high school reunion in North Carolina in April of next year. And she called us, and we all agreed to do it. So we all going to do that in April of next year in North Carolina for Ninth Wonder, and hopefully that'll spark a reunion tour and an album.
You know what? And I had read about that a couple of months ago that you guys were getting back together, but they didn't say it was for Ninth Wonder's you know, high school reunion or anything like that. It was just like making it, you know, the interwebs, you know how they go. They make it seem like you guys are going to come back and do a, you know, a U.S., you know, tour and everything. Because I kind of put it on my blog and I was excited about it. And then I didn't hear anything else about it, man. I was like, because I was ready for that.
Yeah, because it got leaked mad early. I mean, somebody within our camp, one of our camps, kind of leaked it out to the internet and it just went bonkers. And then because it wasn't a controlled environment, like it wasn't a situation we wasn't ready for it. You know what I'm saying? We want to do it right. You know what I'm saying? So we all decided to just chill and just let all that internet gossip just kind of die down and then come back on our own terms. You know what I'm saying? So kind of died down for a minute. And now we've been talking recently and we've been talking about doing it. Butterfly is just, he's promoting his Shabazz Palaces project. When he finished that, hopefully we'll start working on it. But I know for a fact that we all have agreed to perform at Ninth Wonder's high school reunion in April of 2013. So that's one thing I know for a fact that we're all going to do together. And I'm hoping that will be, or even before then, we start in motion that reunion thing. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, the excitement is there for it, man, because the way it spread over the net, man, and I'm sure the people that are listening to the show are like, yeah, we're going to have to crash that high school reunion, man. Because I'm sitting over there plotting on it right now. Like, I'm plotting right now, you know.
Right.
The enthusiasm is there for it, man. I'm hoping you guys see that, too, man, that you guys are sorely missed, man. And, you know, as far as, like, a group and everything, you know, your solo projects are doing well. But, you know, that group thing, man, people want to see you guys again, man, because I missed the tour when you guys were touring in Chicago or in the States. I heard nothing about it, man. I missed that
piece. Yeah, it's a blessing, man. I mean, it's a blessing. I mean, not too many people can say, especially in hip-hop, that after, like, 15, 20 years of not doing anything together or putting out any records, that people even still care about you, even know who you are. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that there is a niche market out there that still – is fiending for that Diggable Planet sound is a blessing, and I'm just humble in the fact that I'm a part of that blessing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you always was a cool dude, man. Me and you chopped it up back in 92, 93, man, you know, after the show, and all of you guys were humble, man. I never would have thought that, you know, you guys would have, you know, fell apart like that, man, you know, at your age and everything, because you guys seemed like straight down to earth, man. You know, but
I mean, we are straight down to earth, but I mean, I think most people are straight and down to earth. I mean, but that doesn't mean that you still, I mean, we still humans, you know what I'm saying? We still susceptible to, you know what I'm saying? The same things that every other human is, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that doesn't change the fact that we can't, you know what I'm saying, have beef, have issues with each other, this or that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, I mean, you know what I mean? So, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah,
I wish it hadn't went down the way.
Yeah, it threw me for a loop when y'all, you know, splintered out like that, man, because I was like, damn, what the hell happened? Because they didn't seem like they had no beef, man. And when it came, you know, at the time, Source was like the number one, magazine, you know, before Benzino and them messed it up.
Yeah, I missed the Source, man. I missed the Source magazine. That was the truth right there. Damn, that was the magazine.
Truth.
I used to look forward to this. Like, there's no magazine now that I even look forward to coming out like now. I can't even think of one that I look forward to.
It's bad now with these magazines. You know, they got the new Source, but it ain't the same, man. It ain't the Source media.
No, it ain't the same.
It ain't the same.
I don't know why it's terrible, because it just ain't the same. But that Mind Squad, the Source Mind Squad, was the truth. Man, I lived for the Source. Man, I used to go to New York and go right to their offices and chill and hang out over there. Yo, the Source was the truth, man. We need a magazine like that again. But I guess it's never going to really be nothing like that again. I don't know. Maybe not, because it's so many. The internet and other things have made it so susceptible for so many other people to get into the game. Like, you got internet magazines, you got, you know what I'm saying, you got all these, it's hard to be, I don't know, it's hard. There's so many places.
You got more magazines that are more, I mean, like the online and the bloggers are doing what the magazines used to do. They get that real information, you know. And it's like the magazines are kind of slipping, man. Now, I got a joint here, buddy. I don't know exactly if this is a new one. My man D put this up on the page for us and everything. This is a joint called Shine. And
That's off the Futuristic Sci-Fi album. That's the latest single we shot a video for. The video is on YouTube. You can check that out. It's doing pretty well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play it. I haven't heard it, but I'm going to play it. And we're going to play that one, and we're going to play an old joint from the Diggable Planets catalog. And we'll be right back. So hold tight, and we're going to let you hear this doodlebug joint called Shine. Here we go.
We thought love was dead, like the sun I rise to let it. And don't fear the unknown, embrace your full grown. Takes for the good life, live and love strong. Time is moving on, it can't be wrong to recognize you fly and just shine.
You can't stop the block, but keep shining. You can't stop the rock, but keep grinding. You can't stop the flow, but keep shining. You can't stop the shine, but keep blinding. You can't stop the block, but keep shining. You can't stop the rock, but keep shining. You can't stop the flow, but keep grinding. You can't stop the shine, but too blinding.
You can't stop the shine, so I try, rap till I die. Some rappers rely on the shine, but no wisdom for the mind. Two-step divine, words that define, but I shine. Ignorance is blind, spit line by line. The truth is my sign, realign the time zone. Burn your microphone, your BS lyrics are fake like silicone. No alcohol, more like styrofoam. As I smash it out home like cyclone, my mind roam. Twist clones like backbones, go milestones. R-star like Kobe, get out home. MVP like LB, no black dome. KG with the PC, get now chrome. Futuristic sci-fi with the black poem. Universal magnetic is now shown.
You can't stop the black, but keep shining. You can't stop the rock, but keep grinding. You can't stop the flow, but keep shining. You can't stop the shine, but keep blinding. You can't stop the black, but keep shining. You can't stop the rock, but keep shining. You can't stop the flow, but keep grinding. You can't stop the shine, but keep blinding.
I float like UFO, sing like DD. Kachi got more flows than Muhammad Ali. Like knowledge reigns supreme, this is my philosophy. Fuck Socrates, Negro bleeds. You know the speed like Clubber Lang. Hit you with slang from the gutter, man. All you sucker ass niggas sound the same. I can't change the game, so act like you know it. Get up into the twilight, keep the kryptonite lit up. Gave up point of crimes, the right rhymes elevate your mind. But I can't escape the grind. Earn the medals in the ghetto, stripes in the streets. Motherfucker, this is my life over beats. Got that magic touch when I crack the Dutch. In the background, cracking up, cause you whack as fuck like Chuck. Cool and crisp, we gotta rise and shine. With a frame of mind that's ready to seize the time.
You can't stop the block, but keep shining. You can't stop the rock, but keep grinding. You can't stop the flow, but keep shining. You can't stop the shine, but keep blinding. You can't stop the block, but keep shining. You can't stop the rock, but keep shining. You can't stop the
I list. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when the DJ's booming classics. You dig the crew on the baddest hip hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sound. She frequents deep, fatter joints called underground. Our funk booms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount protection? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimension? Why it's so fly, cause hip hop sent some drama. When butterfly rocks the lightning sway painters. What by the cut, we push it off the corner. How was the buzz the entire hip hop era? What's fresh in fact since we started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The Puba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60 funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queen be the chocolate, that's in my rap. She innovates after we the cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Since they be crazy down with the five feet. It can kick a plan that a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peacing out. Gets a change of smile, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Hip heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just slipped, let water get loose. I took him to all the beaches like juice. If it's a shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The bass will go spastic, hip hop is a classic. Tim playing sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask Butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that.
Yeah. We get you free, cause the clip be back for us. Them thug the jams and commence to going for. She sweats the beats and asks me cause she puffed it. Me, I got crew, kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Pig. He rocks a tee from the Brooklyn 9 Pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like me, coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box of fade. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that, I'm peace like that. I'm peace like that, I'm peace like that. I'm peace like that, I'm peace like that.
Check it out, man, I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that cause I swing like that. We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
Years later, and that joint is still solid, man. That is a solid album, man.
Yeah,
I mean, how does it feel hearing that, like, years later, man, and just, like, rolling in your mind, like, this joint is still solid, man. I mean, this the production on this is just, like, bananas.
Thanks, man. I mean, it makes me smile. I mean, I can't front. It makes me smile. It's like one of your kids, you know what I'm saying? You go and look at pictures of your kids when they were smaller, you know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, that's me right there, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm proud of it, but I also think it makes me laugh for the little adventures that we had to go through to even create that song, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I got good memories of it.
That's deep, man. That's the song that did it, man, because I remember many a days, man, running to the dorm rooms, man, and hitting up Rap City, man, with the mayor and catching that joint, man.
The mayor.
Yeah, a lot of cats don't even know who the mayor is, man. But, yeah, that's
I know.
Tough, man. I appreciate it.
He's
man,
a good brother, too. He's still around. He's still around, too. He lives in D.C.
Chris Thomas, right?
Yeah, Chris Thomas, yep. He's doing his thing. He's a comedian.
Yeah, Chris Thomas, Prince DuJour.
Prince DuJour, yep.
B
Big Les, all of them.
Big Les, damn.
Yeah, Joe Cleese, all of them, man.
Yeah, Joe Cleese held it down pretty good. I think he was like the one, he like the last one, or one of the last ones.
He was the last good one before Tigger took over. And Tigger wasn't all that bad either, though. He wasn't.
He was
pretty cool. But yeah, so like you got your joints coming out, man. What else can we expect a reunion of, as far as like you guys getting back together and doing something, you know, dropping a single, or is it like officially draw the chalk line around it?
I don't know right now. I'll be honest with y'all, Cam. I would love to. I was talking to Ladybug when she called me the other day about the Ninth Wonder thing. I was like, damn, you know, we need to get in the studio and make a new joint. She's like, yep. And I was like, well, let's
do it.
I'm tired of let's get it cracking. You know what I mean? So I mean, hopefully something will happen. I can't really say yes or yay or nay, but right now people are in the group of feeling the vibe about it. She said it's just got to be the right time, and you know what I'm saying, for all that to happen.
Hold on one second. We got another call. I think this is Dr. Ice from UTFO. Hold on one second, please. Not Jail Radio. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's calling?
What's up? This is Dip from Cleveland.
What's going on? How can we help you, man?
Ah, shit, man. I mean, nothing, man. Just chilling. I'm just wanted to call and tell you, man, I'm enjoying your show, man. And I wanted to, if I could, I was wondering if y'all could play some Nova.
Play some what now?
Nova the Rebel.
We'll try to slide it in there tonight, man. I don't have it on the list right now, but if I can get the program director to slide it on there for you, man, we'll try to get it in for you. If not, catch us on the next show, brother. You got anything
right,
you want to ask my man from Digital Planets, man? My man Doodlebug?
What's up, money?
Hey. What's up, family? You good?
Yeah, man. Trying to beat this heat. But, yeah. Hey, I just want to say,
up,
man.
That's what's up, Cleveland. You in Cleveland?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Cleveland is a good town, man. I used to hang out there a lot, man. Chill out with Chip the Ripper and all them cats.
Yeah. Hey, man. Y'all. I was wondering, like, well, man, because I had just tuned in, so I was trying to see, man, are you coming out with any projects soon or anything like that?
Yeah, this Tuesday I got a free download for all the fans called The Expendables. It's a new mixtape. You can go to cno.thedoodlebug.bandcamp.com. You know what I'm saying? If you're on Twitter or on Facebook, just look me up on there, Doodlebug or C-Knowledge on Twitter. Or Facebook, and the details is on there. You know what I'm saying? It's a free download. You know what I'm saying? You just on Tuesday, July 24th, you can go download it. It's like 20 tracks. Lord Jamal from Brand Nubians is on there. Booty Brown from Farside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yo, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all listening to me and having y'all take it easy, man. One love. Keep the music banging, though, yo.
All right,
one love, man.
Peace.
And that's how we do it on Naja Head Radio, man. You call in, you talk to the stars, man, and ask a question.
I know.
From civil and sane.
It's like a family joint right here. It's like people calling, yo, what's up, cuz? What up, yo, what's up, man? I really
mm-hmm.
tell what to say. I like.
That's right, man. Hey, You are more than welcome, man, to come back to the show, man, and politic with us, man. Sometimes we have political discussions. We have family discussions. We out there, man. We talk about some everything, man. But you are more than welcome to come back, man, and politic with us, man. I got your contact information, too. And if you ever shy, man, look me up, man. I'll look you up, man, and we can roll through the clubs or whatever, man. Because we got a little...
You in Chi-Town?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, that's what's up. I might be coming out there soon. I'm working. It's a cat from out there that I do songs with. His group is called Illuminati Congo. And they based out of Chicago. And we're working on a little mini Midwest tour, a little show in Chicago. When I find out what the date is, I'm going to let you know. Fat Lip from Farside might be coming out there with me. we're going to definitely hit you up. I thought you was in Brooklyn. That's what's up.
No, I'm in Chicago, man. Yeah, that's what I'm up. Saying. I missed out on them shows, man, when y'all was out here, man, when y'all was touring, man.
Yeah, but no, I'm out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I love
it. Yeah, that's what's up, Chicago. That's what's up. You out there too, Red?
No, I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, dang, y'all worldwide.
Yeah, we hosting, man. That's Blog Talk Radio, man. You pick up a microphone anyway and run the show, man.
That's what's up. Hey, yo, Red. You know Ken for Life down in Atlanta.
Do I know who?
A female duo called Ken for Life.
Oh.
Yeah, they from down there. They good people. They down there. They doing their thing. They producers and they rhyme. They good people though. Atlanta, I love Atlanta, man. That's another town right there. That's the truth.
Atlanta
loves you.
Atlanta, man, but it's hot. It's too hot in Atlanta. It's hot here too.
We ain't hot like that down here. I've been in air conditioning all day, so I'm telling the story. Never mind.
Right.
Yeah. You got my man.
It was 98 degrees in Philadelphia today, so it's hot out here too, boy.
Man, it's boiling out here. We got my man D.
Electric bills gonna be a beast.
He boiling over there in Phoenix, man. So you know he on the line right now too. So I know he cooking.
Oh, Phoenix always cooking. That's like a desert.
First and foremost, what's going on? It's D Slate in the building. First and foremost, I want to say, Doodle Bug, bro. I want to say thank you so much, man, for joining us on the show tonight. I was the one that reached out to you on Twitter, man. So I want to thank you so much for joining us.
That's what's up, man. Enough respect.
No doubt. And you know, like L1, man, he and I and Red, man, we huge fans of your music, huge fans of Digable Planet's music, and I was listening to you guys, and I really do truly hope y'all do get back together and put another album out and another tour, man. I think that would be fly.
Thank you, man. I hope so too, man. Are you the one in Phoenix?
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm out here dancing with the devil in this hot ass heat and Phoenix, so.
In the pale moonlight.
You know
DJ Element.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, that's my man. Yeah, he good people. Yep, DJ Element.
Okay.
He always show love when I come out there. I like it out there. It's just I like the heat, but Phoenix.
But you know what?
It's like being
in
the Sinai Desert or something.
But you know what, bro? You know what I always tell. But you know what I always tell people, that it's only for 3 months, man. From the end of September all the way to May, it's beautiful weather. So you got to think.
Okay.
I'm only dealing with it for 3 months. You know. So.
Y'all got that crazy Sheriff Apayo, whatever that dude's name is.
Oh man, he be bug wilding, man. He's on the most wanted list for all the Hispanics out here, man. They definitely.
Oh, I know he is. I know our brown brother is on him because he don't give a fuck. He is crazy.
Yeah, he don't care.
Go ahead, man.
No, I just wanted to. I want to put it out there and say right here. Right now, man, I heard you guys talking about the Source magazine earlier and how good it used to be, and there's not really another magazine out there, man. And I've been telling my brother, man, L1, that's my brother, man, I've been telling him for the longest that, you know, if anybody, I don't know nobody that knows hip-hop better than he does. And I was telling him that I truly do think he needs to start his own hip-hop magazine.
Well, that'd be tight, man.
We need a resurgence. We need like a
Hello? Y'all
still there? Yeah. Yeah, we good. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been trying to do it, man, but it's like, man, I got other stuff rolling around going on, man, trying to be a dad, and it's a lot of stuff, man. That's why I do the little blog page, man, and you know, I come on here. He been on me about this too, man, you know, doing the radio show, and you know, it's time consuming, and you know we have a little things going on, man. But I love what I do, man. You know, I like going out there talking to you guys, man, and introducing you guys to the younger generation and stuff like that. So you know, and you know, let it be known, man. Like I say, we don't get paid anything for this, man. D goes out, he connects with people, really connects with people. I connect with people. D do most of the internet legwork, but. We do this, man, out of love, man. I do this out of love, man. And it is good to hear what you guys are doing.
you know, you guys are still relevant in the game, man. You know, and that's why it kind of crushes me, man, like when we talk to some cats and they kind of funky or they kind of arrogant or feel like we owe them something or like when we lose legends, man, and you know, like, you know, Miss Melody, KMG, you know, my man Heavy D, you know, all these people. And, you know, a lot of the younger cats are missing these guys, man, and not understanding, man, this is what brought you your Lil Wayne's and your Nicki Minaj's and stuff. If it wasn't for these guys, you wouldn't have them. And they kind of lost something along the way.
Well, you know what I always say, man? Well, you know what I always say to especially a lot of the up-and-coming artists that we talk to and we have on the show? I think the most important thing, man, I think about being in music and hip-hop, I think the most important thing is to be able to have longevity. And, you know, to be able to be able to say, look, man, I've been in this business for 20 years. I've been in this business for 30. I've been in this business for 40 years. There's a lot of cats, man, that's come and go in entertainment, and they can't even say that. There's some that's only been in for months. Some has only been in for a couple of years. So to come out and say I've been in for 20 or more years, I think that speaks volumes about what type of artist you are and about what type of integrity and what type of work ethic that you put into your business.
This is true. Your music is very genuine. You know, it's authentic and it's genuine, man. I mean, you everybody has a facelift for a change, man. But you stay true, man. I ain't never seen you or heard anything from you where you like really sold your soul, man. Well, I say really sold your soul, but where you have sold your soul, man, to keep up with the Joneses, man. You know, so
yeah. That's a blessing. I mean, I've had to go through other battles to maintain, to keep that. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy. You know what I'm saying? Because every so often, I'm like, yo, you should do this, man. I'm telling you to stay relevant. You need to do this. You know what I'm saying? You got to, as an artist and any artist out there listening, the main thing is to be true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because this game is all about, it's like a roller coaster ride. There's ups and there's downs. And sometimes the downs seem longer than the ups. But yeah, maintain. You got to be able to like weather that storm, because if you can't weather the storm, you're not going to last long. You know what I mean?
That's real.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm
going to get you out. Yep. But I think I speak for everybody on the phone and on the mics, man. Man, you are welcome to this show at any given time, man. You on the call and just talk about whatever, man. You are more than welcome, man. You and the rest of the crew, man. And, you know, just dig in, pull up a chair, and listen. You know, and like, hey, you come to show, I got your contact information, man. So, you know, I'll be politicking with you too about a couple of shows or whatever. But, yeah, you know, same thing. You know, we had Special Ed on here, man, about 2 weeks ago. I kind of hooked him up with a couple of people too out here in the shop, man. You know, just throwing some underground shows, man. Him and Chubb Rock. So,
I just saw Chubb Rock was in Philly chilling with me about a month ago. That's a cool mug right there. And Special Ed, I did a show with him in Virginia a couple months ago. And he's still doing it. Special Ed is the truth, yo. That's the truth. And he still looked the same like he did back in the day, yo.
I told him, I think that he's been cryogenically awakened.
I'm saying?
I told him, I said, dude, somebody froze you, brother.
I'm telling you, hip-hop do that for you. Hip-hop do that for you, man. Keep you young, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Him and DJ Scratch, man, they clown, man. When them two together, man, they clown. Especially DJ Scratch, man. That guy, man. He's funny.
Yeah,
he's straight funny.
Yeah, DJ Scratch he's nasty on them wheels of steel.
Yeah, he came out here and set it off, man. So aside from that, let's get them Twitter pages and their Facebook. I'm going to have to add you too as soon as I get it from you, man. If you got a Facebook page, put your link.
I'm on Facebook under Doodlebug. You know, you can find me. I got a fan page. It's under C Knowledge. And either one, you'll find me, man. Just stay in touch, man, for real.
Well, I found you right here. Elkins Park, Pennsylvania. Found you already.
Yep.
I'm at you right now, man. Why Gunny Sampson? Yeah, Oh, okay. You got your limit, man. Everybody done added you on this joint. I see the Expendables joint, the mixtape on there.
Oh, yeah.
What'd
you
say?
That.
What'd you say, Red?
You're talking about that expendable stuff. I'm going to have to get that. You said 24th early, right early getting that.
Yeah, that's still on Tuesday. This Tuesday coming up. It's a free download. You know what I mean?
Now, which site? You going to be on that Piff or somewhere else? You got to go to your page
to
get it?
It's on Bandcamp. You know what I'm saying? B-A-N-D. Yeah, you know Bandcamp. It's under.
Yeah.
It'll be under cknowthedoodlebug.bandcamp.com.
Okay. I'm going to look for If you go
to my pages, like Facebook or Twitter, you'll see it. It's all over the page. Scroll down the page, you'll see one of the links and just click it, and it'll take you to the page. It's not open. If you go to the page now, it's just a picture, and it's a link to the video for the first single, and then on the 24th, I'm going to make it public, and everybody can just go in there and download it.
Cool. That's what's going on, man. But I got you here, man. I can't add because you loaded up, man. You got too many friends, man.
leave me a message. I'll see if I can try to add you some kind of way. I might have to go through there and get rid of some people I don't really know on there so I can add you on my list.
No doubt.
I hate that about Facebook. You can only have 5,000 people as your friends. That's kind of corny, man.
But it's the same thing with Twitter too, man. It gets you up to a limit until you get more followers and stuff like that. So a lot of the sites definitely have some limitations to it.
Yeah, that's corny, man. But it's whatever. Well, I'm gonna find some people on there that I don't really know. I'm gonna don't tell them, but I'm gonna race them. So I can add you in here.
Hopefully they're not listening right now. We ain't gonna tell them.
We gonna keep that one on the hat, man.
Right. I'm gonna send it right now.
Yeah, I ain't gonna tell nobody.
All right, good. All right, cool. That's what's up.
We'll say nothing.
So we gonna slide out, man, and again, man, we thank you for coming on the show, man. And I'm going to say, I'm going to get with you. I know D going to get with you soon.
No doubt. I'm going to definitely stay in touch with you, bro, because we love to have you back on the show with us again. And also, man, if I know that you're coming out to Chicago or Atlanta or Phoenix, man, definitely let me know so we can go politic with you.
Oh, what? That's a given. That is a given. I feel like I'm not even on a radio show. I feel like I'm just talking to my homies on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, dude? I'm glad you said that because that's the point behind what we do on the show. That's the point behind what we do with the interviews. And I try to get the other celebs to know that when we have y'all on the show, it's not no normal interview. We kicking it with you guys. We having fun with you. We're going to talk. It's home. That's what I want you to feel like. It's home. I don't want you to feel like it's some old dry ass interview that somebody just asking you some old crazy questions. Nah, man, we're gonna make you feel at home because that's what you deserve to feel like. You deserve to be at home and
that's
just kicking it with us, and that's what we do.
Next time I come home, I need a bottle of Hennessy and I need some weed. Right? So when I come home,
right?
I would really feel like at home.
You
know what I mean?
Hey, we got you.
We got you.
That's real. We got you.
I don't know about D. I don't know if I could do that over the internet. You might have to come here so I can lace you up, man.
That's only a word right there. You
got to come out this way, man. I can do that here, but out the internet, I'd be short out the laptop or something, man. So. If possible, man, the next time you slide on, man, if we can get, like, all three of you guys together, man, in politic. And, like, I know one of the things we try to do, man, we try to ask stories from the artists and everything. Like, you know, hard to believe, man, we had one of the cats from Two Live Crew, man. I can't remember. Which one was it, D?
It was Kid Fresh Ice.
Yeah, him on here. And my man was actually, before he was going to be an MC, man, he was actually going to be a test lab assistant, man, a chemist, you know, in New York, man. He was telling us that story, man. He was like, yeah, man, that's what I was going to do, man. He's like, he gave the Two Live Crew 3 months. And if it didn't fly off, man, he was going to be a chemist in New York, man, doing, you know, testing, you know, products and stuff out, man. And, of course, the rest is history, man. But that's that's what we try to do, man. We try to get info out of people, man. Like, you know, what was your goal before emceeing, man? You know, if it didn't work out, what was your plan B? You know, or, well, you know, we try to get some stories.
Okay, are you asking me that, or are you just saying that right now?
Yeah, well, I'm subtly asking you that, you know, trying to get some sort of that.
Man, I mean, I went to Howard University, and my major was film. So, I mean, I was going to eventually do film. You know what I'm saying? I was going to be something behind the screen, write some screenplays, try to put together some indie films. I mean, I'm still doing it kind of like right now on the low. You know what I'm saying? But that was where my heart was. You know what I'm saying? Radio, TV, and film.
Did you produce any of the videos you guys did? Or no?
Did I do what?
Did you produce any of the videos?
Oh, no, I didn't produce any of the videos. But every video that we ever did, it was all our ideas. I mean, we had other people directing them. They had, you know what I'm saying, the label got other people to do it, but it was always our vision, you know what I mean?
Okay. Uh-huh. What type of equipment are you working with now, man? I mean, what you
using? Right now we're using a Canon D5 cameras, you know what I'm saying, and we're using Final Cut for editing and all that stuff. Adobe Premiere and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all the videos we do now, I mean, minus maybe one or two of them, me and my man Kai Chi, we did them all ourselves, you know what I mean? When I was really making a lot of money, I invested in a lot of equipment, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we got lights, we got all that stuff, man.
Yeah,
that's the go-to, huh? And, you know, when the touring is kind of slow, that's the go-to.
Yeah, that's one of them, you know what I'm saying? I got some I can't tell you about, but you know what I'm saying? That's one of my hookers, you know what I mean?
Oh, he's teasing. Oh, he just teasing.
Yeah, we'll keep that one on the low. We've, you know, said.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Keep that one right.
y'all knowing so much now, man. Y'all in now. Y'all in the circle now. If y'all start talking now, it's just going to be some cats coming over with hoodies and shit that knocking at your door like, yo, something.
Nah,
y'all gotta keep these fingers to the cuff, man.
Nah, I ain't on that dry snitching type thing, man. I'm cool with that, man. Your secret ain't with me. Straight up, Alicia Keys style, safe with me, man. For real.
That's what's up. Man, well, yo, let me go, man. I gotta put my son to bed, you know what I'm saying? And
family first,
man. I gotta get back to my family. I gotta get to my family stuff right now, you know what I mean? But it was nice talking to y'all, and
appreciate
make
it.
Sure you stay in touch with me, man. Please make sure you stay in
touch. I got your contact. This is your contact number that's called in, right? I got this joint right here, and I think D got it too, so.
Yeah, it's my celly.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to put that down, but I'm going to add you on Facebook, man. Bob Gunny Sampson. So if you get a Bob Gunny Sampson, that's me on Facebook. And if you get a chance, you can look at some of the celebrities and stuff that I've interviewed and took pictures of and stuff like that, man. Go through the page, laugh at my profile and stuff, man. My little kid pictures on that joint.
All right, leave me a message on Facebook. All right,
that, man. Thanks for coming, man. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Looking forward to chatting with you again, and we're gonna get some shows out here for you, man.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe, y'all. One love. Peace.
Take care.
Peace.
Yep.
And if you don't know, that was my man Doodlebug from Dig Up a Planets, man. Cool, mellow brother, man, and the rest of that crew. From what I remember, very down to earth people, man. Check for that brother, man, and look for his music, man. I'm gonna have to go scope and see that second album, man. See if I can find it or either go to, you know, support it and cop that piece, man. And also check for the new mixtape he's got coming out, the Expendables joint, man. That's what's up. My man's still on the grind, man. He's very much relevant in this industry, man. And I wish him the best, man. I hope he keep on grinding out here, man. Because you guys are missing out, man. It's more to it than just what you're hearing on the radio, man. I mean, you guys got a piece of original hip-hop, man. You know, 88 through 95, man, was just the shit, man. I can't even front, man. You know, I mean, Puffy had some gems, too, after 95, but these cats, man, they grew, man. It's sad that they split it off like that, but they was the joint, man. I can't even front. And Derek, man, my man D, he just slinked off the air, man. I don't know what's up with that cat, man. He just snuck off or something. He about to make some knuckle children or something. Right.
Boy, in and out.
He about to make some knuckle children. That's what he on, man. About to make them knuckle children.
Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty.
I'm over here going through the same thing you going. I had to let the dogs in real quick, man, because it's over here thundering and storming, man, and like the last couple of weeks, man, I power been going out. So if I get cut off abruptly, Red, you running the show. So, but yeah, that's what's up, man. And what he said was true to the game, man. It's like, man, it's like family on here, man. And that's how we try to get, like, some of the guests that come on the show, man, to feel. We ask questions, man. Like, you know, I asked them what was up with Diggable Planet's breakup and everything and what happened with that, man. I don't like saying breakup, but, you know, I try to get the questions and the answers, man, that, you know, people of our group and know, and people that might not know, man, like, man, what happened? And he gave us some answers. Same thing with the Far Side, man. You know, Imani and my man Booty Brown was on here, man, and they kind of went into their side. I'd love to get Fat Lip and Trey over here and hear their side of the story, man, as to what happened. But, you know, we got detailed information, man. Found out that they getting ready to do a little show down for my man Knife Wonder. I'm going to try to gate crash that joint, man, because I want to see that show. Like, man, I'm going to have to make a trip down that way and see that.
Where? Boy.
It's in North Carolina somewhere. Yeah.
That's
a hospital jump, man. You know, the ride through there. You know, just got to watch where you're riding through. Go to one of them sundown towns. But other than that, you're good. You don't want to go there.
I've been through there.
But that's what's up, man. We have good people on the show, man, and we have some jerk faces and stuff, but, you know, we still keep trudging through it, man, whether they like the questions we ask or not. We try to be respectful and do what we do, but, you know, people are who they are, you know, and that's how we do on Nod Your Head Wednesdays, man. I'm still waiting for my man Doc Ice to call in, man. He may call in, he may not, man, but, you know, it is what it is. We have one legend on here. We'll have another. It don't stop. We keep moving. So with that, man, let's talk about some weirdness in the news. Let's see, what can I find out? You know, on Facebook, they got this one joint, this one news page called Black Media Scoop. And two things I want to discuss. One thing I want to talk about, why are people so nasty?
I
don't understand why they're so nasty. And by nasty, let me clarify that. The gentleman, well, there was an idiot that worked at Burger King, and this idiot sat up here, put his feet in the lettuce that he put on the Whopper, and he was just standing in it, and took a picture of it, put it on 4chan. I know y'all don't know what 4chan is, and I'm not going to go into it. But one thing, let me tell you something, and I hope y'all are listening, man. The camera phone is the worst invention ever. I'm going to tell you the pros and the cons. The pros of the camera phone is good when your ass is getting beat by the police and somebody happens to be standing there filming you. That is a pro of the camera phone. The pro of the camera phone is if you see some foul shit, and somebody robbing somebody or somebody doing something and you need protection or proof of what happened, and that is what the camera phone is good for, okay? Now, here's the con of the camera phone. The con of the camera phone, a lot of y'all don't know this because you're not computer literate or have tech advantages and shit like that, but
there's several
things that happen. You know I'm going. Your camera phone is geotagged. Stuff, okay? A lot of y'all don't know that. So when y'all sitting over here showing yourself whooping somebody ass, you females having these little cat fights and stuff like this, or you brothers over here jumping somebody and you taping the shit, number one, you dry snitching on yourself. That's the first thing. Second thing, there's a little thing that is embedded in every photo and every camera, and it's called geotagging. And it gives away your information of where you are. You know, you might not know. Also, if you posted it on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, and you think you're doing something slick by going to the library or whatever, it's still giving the geotag information off of your phone. Whatever information is on your phone, like your phone number, your address, your name perhaps, the person in your phone catalog, they can get that information, and that's how they're tracking you, dumbass, you know. So anyway, to make a long story short, this cat, man, he sits over here, and he's in the lettuce that they put on the Big Mac, not the Big Macs, but the Whoppers and stuff. He's standing. All you see is these black-ass Nikes or these black-ass work shoes standing in the damn lettuce and everything. And he posts it on Facebook.
Like
and didn't think he was going to get caught. Well, it was actually on 4chan. 4chan is a hacker's website. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Needless to say, what I'm saying is, you guys are dry snitching on yourselves. Everything doesn't need to be posted on Facebook or YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you whoop at somebody's ass, show it to your friend. Remember what happened in Menace to Society?
Why did I know you was going there? Oh, my God.
This cat sat over there and shot the chick, and everybody kept on looking at the tape and looking at the tape and looking at the tape. You all know what Medicine Society is. Google that shit. But they kept looking at the tape until finally somebody got fucked up or got mad and took the tape and sent it to the police. That's what y'all doing. And you setting yourselves up for failure and disaster. Just like these idiots in Chicago that was playing the game, knock a motherfucker out. That was the name of the game, knock a motherfucker out.
Wow.
And they unfortunately, they knocked this old elderly Hispanic man out, and he died.
Oh.
And he died. And robbed him for, like, chump change, man. You know, this man, he was an elderly old man. He had 12 kids. All he was doing was minding his business, going out looking for cans to sell for his, you know, whatever. And these idiots, ooh, that's horrible. You hear that thunder? These idiots got over here and beat the man and killed him. So now, guess what's happening? And these are the young kids, man. And the thing that kills me about what goes on with some of you idiots is you post this shit, and then your parents get over here and try to make it seem like you aren't bad children and everything. And I take nothing away from the parent, but I get tired of hearing about, oh, so-and-so, he didn't do that. He's a nice person. He's really not like that. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus, please don't take my baby away. Your baby killed somebody, whether it was intentional or unintentional. Your baby killed somebody. Your baby got to do time. And you have yourself to blame. Because if you parent your kids, you won't have this problem. And, you know, that's why I said, you know, it kills me, man, to see this mess. They got another joint here, blackmediascoop.com. Where 300 thugs fire shots and tear up a Walmart. These mugs did a flash mob in Walmart, went up in there, and it basically all it was 300 people smashing and grabbing. That's what it was. It was a big smash. That's what it was. But the fuck-up part about it is they taping the shit. They filming the shit as it's going on. And people dancing in front of the camera. Cats running out the store. They had a big food fight in this joint. And they taped it. And the police are looking for them. And if they want to find you, they got the geotag. They got your information. If you don't know how to cut the geotag off your phone, they got you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not understanding how people, you know, like if you look on Facebook sometimes, you know, and I'm guilty of it. I sit over there and I watch a good cat fight and everything. It's ignorant as hell. You know, but it's crazy. That's
right.
All you see is fights and police whooping your ass. And, you know, I remember the worst one they had where the little boys had the little girl, you know, sucking them off on camera and stuff, man. You know, and it was like three little boys and she just went down the line and sucked them off and put it on Facebook. You know, and it's
crazy,
man. Yeah, it's crazy. It's straight up crazy.
Definitely,
you know, you have to realize it, man. You posting this stuff, man. I'm like, did it not go into your mind that you posting up child porn? Did it not go into your mind that you smashing and grabbing and you're posting your face? So all they got to do is ask, is that who knows, they offer a little money. Who knows you and somebody could pretty much get a quick $1,000 or whatever and nab your dumb ass?
Hold on. I'm slipping. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let's see what's going on. Nigerian Radio, who's calling?
This is Doc Ice calling.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, family?
Who else we got online?
Well, you got Doc Ice on the line.
We got one more caller.
I can't hear y'all. Y'all are talking at the same time. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What's your name, baby girl?
This is your girl, Diva Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to y'all,
hey.
Man.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you. We got the legendary Doc Ice on here.
No doubt.
I didn't think you was going to make it, man. I've been sitting over here jawjacking, man. I didn't think you was going to get on the air, man.
I was on at 11:16. I was like, they I guess they don't know I'm on. I'm just gonna hold on and I'm wait till my brothers get to me.
I didn't even know, man. We were sitting over here talking about these idiots with these channel songs, man. I don't understand it, man. How do you do that and dry snitch on yourself?
I think that we're in a day where, you know, people kind of, you know, fight for any kind of attention, you know, no matter how negative it is, and they plaster it and put it on Facebook or YouTube, you know, just for some type of attention, and it's sad.
Yeah. And the consequences behind it, you know, you doing this stuff and the consequences behind it, you know, you going to jail for nonsense. You know, like I was telling Red, we had some kids here in Chicago set up to beat this man up, and he died.
And that's crazy, man. You know, the key is, you know, when we were coming up, we did stupid stuff. I mean, but the stupid stuff we did was run in the elevator and press all of the floors. So when somebody get on the elevator, they got to stop at every floor.
We
didn't do, you know, things. Right. We didn't do things to harm. Right. The heaviest thing we might have did was break a window, but we didn't do things to harm the physical person, because I think we had more love, we had more understanding, you know, that's a person. We wasn't desensitized to the understanding of the physical person. So I think we're in a day where people try to be so, you know, so different or so outlandish from the last that they find themselves desensitized from the understanding of a life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I agree. I mean, that's crazy for somebody to post something like that on Facebook, and I see a lot of nonsense on Facebook, and I did see that where the young girl was outside giving this little young boy a head, smiling about it. And it is child pornography. And, you know, I was like, I'm not reposting this. I was mad at my cousin that she posted it on my page. But here's the thing. You know, when people be on Facebook and on Twitter, or I'm rolling up, I'm smoking a blunt and taking pictures and not even realizing. I mean, that, first of all, nobody needs to know what you're doing. If you smoking, you're smoking. If you drinking, you're drinking. That's something that you do in your own private time. Nobody really needs to know, because you ain't sharing no way. That's first and foremost. Second and foremost. You know, if somebody is, when they post these things, they start to realize when you set up this Facebook account, they ask it for your email address. They ask it for certain key information so they can have your location. If you are going to incriminate yourself on Facebook and on Twitter in front of billions of people, then you deserve, you need a D-flat. Second of all, you need to be locked up, because we don't need that type of mess on Facebook. Facebook, I remember it was supposed to be for the family. Twitter is for advertising and promotion. Use it correctly, but I'll delete you in a minute. Diva Ebony B, I actually enabled the dislike button so you can know that I don't like what you posted. Yeah.
That's what's up, and that's
right
wisdom.
And we bring light to. That's how I get popular. When you share, or when you like, or when you post, or when we talk about it, you know, on these large platforms that we have. That's why I be very particular of what I talk about on air and what I post and bring light to, because that whole World Star Hip Hop, I can't stand it. That's not.
Yeah.
It's not hip-hop. It has nothing to do with hip-hop, let alone does love and hip-hop have anything to do with hip-hop. Hip-hop is
exactly.
a culture.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to bring anybody down that's disrespecting it.
No, I want to interject, and I want to agree with you. Hip hop is a culture. It's not a music. You know, hip hop. You know, it has elements, and the elements of hip hop, you know, is from the break dancing, is from the rapping, is from the dancing, graffiti. it's from the graffiti, it's from the b-boying, it's from the DJ. The DJ is before the rapper. For many people who don't really get it, the DJ is before the rapper. So when we talk about elements of hip hop, those are the elements. So what we see today is just rap, because anybody who's famous today and selling a lot of records. Tell me, who's their DJ? You can't, because he only hires a DJ. It's not a DJ that's down with him, that's down with a group. When you come from the era of hip-hop, hip-hop can tell you who the DJ is. So I totally agree with you, sis, when you speak on that level, when it comes to, you know, what people choose to call hip-hop.
And if you take a look at the songs now, if you really look at the behind the songs, it's like four or five different producers, three or four different writers, then the artists. Jermaine Dupri said it was the death of the DJ. I don't believe that, because over at Diva Spot Radio, Phenomenal Radios, we support our DJs. We even have a one-night stand platform where the DJ can send a 60-minute mix in and we promote them. So, it's not the death of the DJ. It's just along the way. The DJ said, you know what, I'm not going to be spinning these records and y'all not paying me no homage and no respect.
And let me get in there with you. Definitely is not the death of the DJ. It's the ego of the MC. The key is this, you know, when you pay attention to where we come from. I remember, because I'm from it, y'all, you know, and you get anybody to come test me on this. I'm from it. I remember standing online behind other artists other MCs and asking and begging the DJ, please, can I rhyme? Please, can I rhyme? And he would say, okay, wait, give me a minute, and I'm going to find a record that got a long, you know, break so that you can rap on. So when you talk about today, the ego is so strong that the rapper believes it's all about him because he believes it's all about the music. But for us, especially in hip-hop, we created our beats. From R&B beats, from break beats, that's where you get the break beats and the 45 King, beats and the digging in the crates. That comes from us sitting down and listening to records over and over again and saying, there's a break right there, and begging the DJ, can you cut that back and forth because I want to rhyme on it. That's where that came from. So the MC is actually after the DJ, and the bottom line is when you take out ingredients of a dish, then you lose the flavor of what that dish may be.
I wanna jump in there too, because what you said is the ego of the artist, and we gotta hold some of these DJs accountable too, because they jay jerking these artists. I know a DJ I just seen it maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I go out to the events to support the artists, but this DJ charges man $500 to be on this mix, and a lot of artists don't even know your joint need to be played at least 60 seconds to count as a BDS spin. And they're supposed to keep record of what they're playing anyway. But this DJ, and matter of fact, I'm going to put his ass on blast on Friday. this DJ had this artist record. The artist paid $500 to get on the mixtape. This fool played his mix for about 15 seconds, played this man's song, and hit to the next one. I got you, DJ. I'm going to write a blog about you and everything, because I always think on DJs, but the artist needs to understand that you need to be investing your money into promotion and product. Product and promotion, P&P, baby. And before you do that, invest it into copywriting and registering.
And
you got to take care of that first, and then invest your money where it needs to go.
And that's why I say I say this to all of the artists that are upcoming. You know, when you got legends and pioneers like us, we have a lot of information for you. So when you're thinking that they're paying you what you should be paid, we're saying no, they're not paying you what you should be paid. But I do understand this. If you're coming from nothing and somebody offers you a couple $100,000, it seems like you're getting paid. But if it's a 360 deal, the 360 deal takes your life. And I'm telling you, this is Doc Ice keeping it real across the board. I will never, ever, ever, ever let nobody sign me to a 360 deal, because that means no matter what I breathe, they get money off of. And you must be crazy if you think that I would give anybody anything that I breathe and create money off of me. Whatever they help me with and promote with me, they should be a part of that. But once I grow, they're not a part of that. They don't step on my life. They only step on my songs, and I'm with that. But you can't step on my life, because my life is growth. It's like saying this, y'all. In publishing, you know, when you publish a record, you know, you publish that record, and whoever was down with that record gets a part of that publishing. But now what happens when your deal is up and you move on to another label? Do that label, before you get your publishing that moves on to your new publishing? Hell no.
No,
they don't get a part of that, because the bottom line is you grow, you give homage, and you give respect. And if they treated you like a man once told me, if you got a good horse, you feed him the best oats so that he can run the best at his best level. So if they're taking care of me, when I grow, I'm going to remember them, and I'm going to come back and say, yo, take care of my people. That's how we feed each other. We don't sit there and jump on another brother's back, and as he jumps on my back, and another one jumps on my back, and another one jumps on my back. I can't walk because I got 1,000 pounds on my back, because everybody trying to pull from me. So the key is understanding from what we come from, y'all, is deep, and I wish that a lot of the, you know, the artists that are upcoming now would pay attention to that, because the bottom line is hip-hop is the only music that has no policing. It has no head. But when you come to R&B and pop and rock, how come a group like Genesis and a group like Errol Smith can put out an album today and nobody has a problem with it? The reason why is because they connect to their youth, and their youth connect to them, because their parents make sure of that. And on top of that, the radio stations that play them make sure that they know who their forefathers are. It should be the same thing in hip-hop.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way about the radio stations. The radio stations have to be held accountable, too. You just can't be playing, you know, and I take the time out every Saturday and Tuesday. These are my days to listen to all the hundreds of emails that I get. I may not be able to get to everybody, but I'm taking the time out to listen to your music. I'm listening to lyrical content. I'm looking for creativity. I'm listening to production. I'm listening to your message. It needs to motivate me and teach me something. And these radio stations, and they need to be held accountable too, because they get on and they'll play anything. I don't know what a bad bitch is. That's basic to me. Why are we playing this?
Right.
When did it get to the point that I start calling myself a bad bitch? What is that? That's all that says to me is I'm basic. I am basic, so I have to hold not only the artist, because you created this, I hold your label and your management accountable too, because y'all promoting it, and I hold the radio station accountable too, because you playing it. You have
because remember that there was a day where they would say, you know, you had a record day, and you come to the radio station, and you, when you come to the radio station, they would say, all right, we want to hear what you got. And they put your record on, and it was on them to critique and say, you know, well, you know, this is kind of, you know, this is not in our format, or you might be a little too raunchy, or we like it. Can you just change that? You know, right now, it's so much payola in this industry, it is ugly. And the point that we're making is that, you know, it's like once you create a relationship, the relationship is where the payola comes from. It doesn't come from
that's
just
right.
that I'm saying, hey, I'm sending you some money. No, you develop a love for me because, you know, once I took care of you one time and then I create a record that's half-assed, now you start working with me. All right, just make it, all right, just take care of me in this way. All right, yo, D, I want to take you to dinner, man. Bring your family. You know, so now
yeah.
we start feeling like we owe a loyalty, and I call that dictatorship in the business. And me and Red Alert had this conversation about a week and a half ago, and I said to him, I said, Red, how do you feel when a cat goes, you know, he has a couple dollars, and he goes to buy some CD turntables, and then he buys the top records that are hit records with the world, and he plays them, and somebody hires him and calls him a DJ.
Let me stop you right there. They don't buy They don't buy the record. No, what they do is they go over to their partner's house, get a terabyte CD, a terabyte hard drive, and copy everything
right.
over
there. But you get the point. The point is that they play hits and somebody calls them a DJ. Get it? They play hits and somebody calls them a DJ. Red Alert
mm-hmm.
is a DJ that I know that breaks hits. Any DJ you call him a DJ because he knows how to say, all right, this is the hit record that everybody's loving. All right, but I got this new joint that I feel and I'm loving this vibe. So let me feel how I can work it into this vibe and see if I can make sure the crowd still stays on the floor without losing their attention. That's a DJ, yo, because he's mixing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
he knows how to blend it in and not lose his crowd. These cats don't want to play nothing new because they're afraid that they'll lose that crowd, because if they play something new that people have never heard before, people are going to sit down. So I don't call those DJs. I don't call that hip-hop. I call that grip-hop because they're in it for the money. We in it for the love. I don't come from a day of hit records. I come from a day of hit shows. You make sure your show is straight. If you got a hit record, then that was the gravy on top of your situation. So even to date, 25 years, 30 years later, I'm still doing shows because I have a hit show, not a hit record. The hit records, they go along with my hit show. So I do agree with everything that you guys are saying. I got a lot of, you know, energy in me for the negative that comes. At the same time, I have to say they are our kids. It is a part of hip-hop. So we have to figure out how to draw them in, because you can't just chastise your child, you know, to the neck. You have to figure out, you know, the best tact, and you have to season it with salt to make sure that your kid comes back at you and he's not afraid of you. So it's the same thing with hip-hop. We have to figure out how do we get at them to make them come back at us, and then we bridge the gap so they don't feel like they did hip-hop. They're only a part of what we created.
Exactly. Now, I hope y'all listening, the people that are listening here to the show tonight, the gentleman that's talking to you, man, is a legend in himself, man. Legendary Crew, UTFO, got Ice in this joint, man. Now, I grew up listening to these cats. My favorite joint from y'all was the Grown One Killer Bee, man.
Oh, man.
To find that joint.
And let me give you some history. I got to give you some history about Your Cold Wanna Be With Me. I wrote Your Cold Wanna Be With Me. And Tango wrote his verse, and EMD wrote his verse. But I wrote the whole concept that was my vision, and I was actually in the studio with Bobby Brown. I already wrote King of Stage, you know, for his new coming album when he was leaving New Edition. So when I wrote King of Stage, me and my man Chris Kello, I was like, I'm not happy with how they treating me. You know, I wasn't happy with, you know, the outcome of that first single. So I was writing You Don't Want to Be With Me, and I was writing, I was like, because the way I live nowadays, people are different. They act real funny towards me. They say they think I think I'm down. Why? Because I'm making records, but I'm still the same Bobby Brown. So when I wrote that, I was like, you must be stupid, Doc. You better back that up and bring that to your crew. And I swear to you, I backed it up. And I brought it to my crew, and I say, hey, see, I think I'm nice. Why? Because I make the records, but I'm still the same Dr. Ice. I brought it back to UTFO, and it became one of our biggest songs, aside from Roxanne, Split Personality, Your Cold.
You
know, it became, it, 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 Yeah, it became a jewel, man. It became a jewel.
Y'all had a whole bunch of gems, man. So I grew up, I think I was like 16 to 15, man, when that joint came out, man.
I was about 12, maybe 11.
That was a joint. Remember how the culture of hip-hop can make you smile. This is what hip-hop is supposed to do. You're supposed to give you this Kool-Aid smile. You're supposed to enjoy this experience. This is what it does to me. It's food. It's food.
Yes,
it's so much food.
And I say this to you. It's supposed to congregate, not separate. You know, that's what hip hop was about. It was supposed to bring us together. We were supposed to, you know, we were supposed to hear something and go, yo, I like that. And when we do tours, we were supposed to look for each other in joy. It's not like that now. When y'all hear the new song that I got called "You Can't Party with the Grown Folk," I kind of put my little subliminals in there because, you know, this song, it's not you can't party with the old folk, it's you can't party with the grown folk. And the reason why I wrote this was because kids who was 18 would tell kids 17 and under, you can't party with the grown folk. Kids 21 would tell kids 20 and under, you can't party with the grown folk. And kids 25 would tell kids 24 and under, you can't party with the grown folk. And we would tell all of them, y'all can't party with the grown folk. You know, so the baton is passed all the way down, but I put the little subliminals in there so that they could get the point and understand that there is a separation, but a connection with the grown folk and with people of maturity. You know, think about when we were young. What if somebody put a mirror or a camera on all of the things we did when we was young? We would say, we would hate it. We would go, we did stupid stuff. Yeah. No, not that. But these kids glorify their stupidity. They glorify their stupidity. I'm gonna say something that I think all of y'all can relate to. You remember finding a pair of jeans and saying, "Yo, I got these for like $15," and somebody be like, "You lying? Yes, I did. Where? I'm not telling you." Nowadays, these kids say, "I got these jeans for $800," and they go, "No, you did. Yes, you did. Where?" They brag on the spending as opposed to the saving. Whoa, what a craziness.
Yeah,
that's super foolish. Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, the foolishness is glorifying how they're losing as opposed to winning. So you might be winning your little, you know, fight, but you losing the war because there's kids coming behind you and you're going to set them up for that stupidity that you have. So if you wear your pants hanging off your ass right now, they're going to be naked in another 5 years.
You know what, that whole pants off your butt thing, I make it my business to embarrass a man when I see you. I get my camera phone out. I be like, "Hold on, honey, go ahead and bend over so I can get a good picture of it." I don't care. I'm going. Long hair, I don't care. I make it my business. I be like, "Hold on, go bend over so I can see it." He be like looking at me like, "I'm crazy." No, I'm looking at you like, "You crazy. I don't want to see those jaws. You got your pants up under your butt. I don't want man butt." You know, and don't try to hide it. You're trying to get homeboy with me attention. Hold on. I'm more focused on the solution rather than the problem. And I guess
my question
to you, King, is, have you seen the culture of hip-hop and the music and everything change? Where should we start? What remedy should we come up with, a solution, or come together as us being pioneers and legends and experience in the music and in the industry to turn this back around? Because we can sit around and point fingers all day, but there's always three fingers pointing right back at us. So
can I answer the question?
Go ahead, sir.
All right. This is where it needs to start. Remember we said that hip-hop is a culture. It's not a music. When you're seeing what you're seeing with these kids, it's not coming from the music, it's coming from their home. So when we say it's coming from their home, we're saying it's coming from how they're being raised. So your question is warranted, but at the same time, if people raise their kids, then you'll have a difference of vision when you see kids. We're in a day where people are afraid of their children. I'm not afraid of mine. I got a 26-year-old. I got a 22-year-old. I got a 17-year-old. I got a 15-year-old. And I got twins who are 8. And I deal with all of them the same way. If they're looking, if they're on their computer, I come in and say, what you looking at? I ain't got no problem coming and checking and seeing where they are. They don't wear their pants hanging off their ass because I don't appreciate, and I will never, ever let them do that, because bottom line is anything you do should be showing some type of growth. Where's the growth in your pants off your ass? Do you understand the origin of it? If you don't understand the origin of it, I'm going to put a mirror on you, and I'm going to show you where it comes from. So the bottom line is this. As a people, we need to raise our kids, y'all, because our kids are doing what they want to do because they want to separate from their parents because they want to feel like they want to be grown. You could be grown, but you could be grown with a respect. And the bottom line is if you want to move away from me and you want to do your own thing in the street, but you're going to be responsible by my name, because your name is my name. Your last name is my name. So if you acting like an ass, I'm going to come check you because you are rolling with my name. Take my name off you, and then you can do whatever you want to do. But before that, I'm going to make sure that you don't do anything to disrespect what we fought to build. When you look, when you think about Martin Luther King and you think about Malcolm X, oh, my God, shouldn't they be doing alligator turns in their grave because of what they fought for and where it is right now? So the bottom line is it has nothing to do with music. It has nothing to do with hip-hop. It has something to do with the way these kids think. So in hip-hop, if you want to say what should they do, the connotation should change. They should be conceptual because right now they're rhyming. Dr. Seuss can rhyme. So what? You need to be able to create something that will last for 15, 20 years later. What I say to all hip-hop is go listen to country music and go listen to soul music. Go listen to the blues, and then you'll see how music can last forever because it's a story that will relate to you, your kids' kids, and your kids' kids' kids. That's how you change it. But it's not an easy feat. It's going to be something that we're going to have to fight for because right now rhyming is candy, and candy is paying.
There you go. Real answer number 5. That's real answer number 5.
And then put this on it, y'all. How can you eat candy before your teeth start to rot, start to fall out your face, and your pants start to hang off your ass? Dig it. So let's start getting some substance. Let somebody rhyme about some meat and potatoes, some steak, some potatoes, and some greens, something that's fitting for you and that's going to benefit you in the long run. Who care about right now? I went to a club, y'all, real quick, and it tripped me out because I'm in a club, and, you know, you as an artist, you're trying to see and feel what's going on. What's the new situation? And I'm in the club, and I swear to you, in about 20 minutes, this DJ had to play 60 songs. And I'm going, you're kidding me. You're kidding me. The crowd is loving it. They're going because he's playing all the hits, but they're only playing a verse and pulling it, going to the next song. And I'm going, we remembered when the record would go off and the person might say, at the end, we go, yo, he's there. They don't do that. They don't. They're killing the career. So they don't. You're not in the day of artists and making careers. You're in the day of songs. Who is that artist? Yeah. I don't know. He sounds like the one that was on before him. That's why you don't know. Right. That's why you don't know who you go. Who the hell is that? I don't know. He sounds like that other guy. We would play that song all the way to the end, and we'd be listening to it to the popcorn. We call it the bacon. So the bacon start popping, but not these kids because they're so fast. They're moving so quick. They're not even seeing the blessings that they can have. It's like driving, you know, and not sitting back and cruising. You got to cruise when it comes to music, and then you'll appreciate it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. But they don't. You right in that, man. When you go to the club, they don't even get to the chorus, man. One verse, chop in the next one.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I said, like, oh my God, oh you're cute. And I'm not gonna lie, yeah, I was dancing because some of the beats was popping. I'm like, all right, but who was that? Next record.
Oh, you definitely
this was this artist right here. Catch this artist, such and such. Network with this artist here. We gonna
right.
play this song. Introducing it, the intro, the outro. You
right.
hear people, they be in the club dancing. They don't know if to dance fast or to dance slow. It's so funny because they just look confused on the dance floor.
Right.
We popping a spot, drop.
Slow down. You come from
yeah.
an era where they used to have dances and stuff. They don't even have dances anymore.
No, because the ego. My brother Jalil from Houdini said this. He said, Doc, when you got an ego, you are doing one thing. And I was like, what? He said, you are edging God out. He said, that's what EGO stands for, edging
wow.
God out. And I was like, wow, big bruh, that's kind of deep, and I respect it, and I get it. So when you take the glory, I guess you God. I guess you're saying it's you, and without you, it wouldn't happen. I would never,
yep.
ever, ever in my life take the glory over our Almighty. I will never, ever do it, because when I get up to breathe, it's because of him. So what? I write a hit record. I was breathing to write the hit record because of him.
Mm.
You know,
that's
so I stepped back.
Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I step back and I humble myself and I pay homage to the Creator, y'all, because without him, this conversation that we're having doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. So my love for you is grand because, you know, you are doing something that allows me to connect to you, to connect to other people, to get the point of why we might be upset, of why we might be in a quagmire of where hip hop is, because it's something that, you know, we fought to create, you know, and we fought to bring to the masses across the world, and they're doing whatever they want with it. I mean, who does that? I mean, if your mom's said to you, look, I'm going away for a week, I'll be back, don't tear my house up. If you came back and her house was towed up, your ass was towed up.
Yeah.
You knew it. You know, yeah, you feared it. You knew it. You was like, you would even say a day before mommy come back, yo, we got to get this house together. Mommy on her way back today. But not now. These kids is like, so what? And my
right.
thing is, how could you say so what? How could you not even have a feeling to say, I don't want mommy to be mad, so I want to make sure that I straighten it up, do the best I can, so when she come back, so if she find one thing, she don't just find it all in a rye. One thing, oh, mommy, we sorry. We didn't know that that was like that. It's called respect. It's not called fear. It's not called, you know, growing up and being your own. It's called respect for your mother, or your father, or whoever's your guardian taking care of you. It's called a love and a respect that you don't want to disappoint her. Not in a fear way like, ooh, I'm scared of mommy. In a loving way. I don't want to disrespect or disappoint my mama. So when she get back home, this house is going to be peace. Ain't going to be no parties going on. She's going to come go into her room, lay back, and we're going to be able to look at our brothers and sisters and say, mommy, the man, we did a good job. Not these kids, y'all. Not these kids. They want mommy to come back and see holes in the wall and kids partying and the house in a ride. They want that because they think that is being rebellious, and they think that is showing a difference. And I think that is called disrespect. And once you get away from it, you're desensitizing to what real love is. And I think that's why you and I connect, because I think we have a real love, y'all, you know, that we can talk, mm-hmm. we can understand each other, we can reason together, we can make sense of it together, because when you were born, nobody told you what was right or wrong. You knew if you did something wrong by nature. By nature, you would say, ooh, that was bad. By nature, you would say that. Your moms might reinforce it, your dad might reinforce
mm-hmm.
it, but by nature, you knew that. And I say to you all, that comes from your God. He put it in you that you would know right from wrong. So don't try to blame somebody and say, well, that's just what I am. No, you chose to do that, like you chose to wear a pair of jeans or a skirt today. You chose to do it. So if it's about choice,
Make a good choice. Make a good choice.
Again, if y'all don't know, you're listening to my man, Dr. Ice, man. He over here kicking that knowledge to y'all. He done went off on a tangent, man, about the industry. My man, and we about to go into overtime, so I want y'all to stay tuned with us, man. We got my man D on the phone with us, too, man. But Chuck, man, you preaching it, man. You telling them, man, and they need to listen to you, man. The industry, the game has changed from when, you know, when you was in, like, deep into it, man, and it's steady changing, man.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's what's up, man. You telling them right, man. A lot of these cats, man, is up and coming. They need to listen to this and take heed to this, man. Get your mind right and listen to what my man's saying, man.
And what is that get this doing? Point. I'm sorry, man, bro. Go ahead. I was just going to say this one thing just to remember this. Look at the industry. How many of you think you're going to be Kanye West? How many of you think you're going to be Jay-Z? How many of you think you're going to be Lil Wayne? How many of you think you're going to be Drake? How many of you think you're going to be these 10 people you can count when there's a billion of you trying to be successful?
Exactly.
So the bottom line is they're successful because of, I don't want to say selling souls and things of that nature, but they're successful because there's a cipher that they connect with and they look out for each other. So all I'm saying to you is this. Public Enemy went platinum with no airplay because they took to the streets and they promoted from the ground up. You could do the same thing. You don't have to do what they're doing and lose your soul. Think about this. Listen to the music. And I'll bring this back to my brother Jalil. He was like, he said to me, Doc, because we have a lot of our powwows. He was like, Doc, listen to the music. It's losing its soul. The music, hip-hop, is losing its soul. So when you put on, he said, how is it that you go to a club and you put on Parliament and Funkadelic and people sit down? Really? Really? Parliament and Funkadelic? The cipher of our heart? We sit down? One Nation Under a Groove? Knee-deep? Really? We sit down? So that means that they're so worried about selling records as opposed to keeping the soul alive of our music. Keep the soul alive. I say this to all of y'all, please listen to grown folk. And when you listen to grown folk, go ahead, download it from Amazon, iTunes, wherever you get it. Burn it to a CD, put it in your car, and watch how that shake your ass, because that's the soul of music. We come from those drums. We come from those straight bangers that would move you, and you would say, man, that hit me in the heart. I'm sitting in my car. My ass is rattling, and I feel that track. At the same time, I respect it and understand what he's saying. So the soul of hip-hop is being kind of pulled away, you know, because now you got people who are accepting the Nicki Minajs and the Drakes and the Lil Waynes, and they're going into this hard rock thing, and you're losing the soul of what hip-hop is. Hip-hop was born on R&B music. Please believe that. It was born on R&B music, and we ventured over into some pop and some rock because we were that, you know, we were that witty where we would say, yo, grab that Cerrone 4, man, and drop that. Grab that jazz band and drop that. Grab that. Different things we would find and we would drop, and we extended hip-hop. So today, because of that, hip-hop is the most fused music in the world. That's why it is at a top level, and that is why those masses, those people in power, turn their attention to it, but they want to keep you in a place so that they can make money, take from you, and keep you happy, not knowing that you should be making more. More than that, you should be respecting your people so that you can raise them right and grow them, and you'll have a good community that you can live in, not a bunch of fools that don't understand what they're from and the kings that they really are.
Preach. That's what's up.
Yeah.
You know, now, listen, man, the man talking.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, fellas and sis? It's just, it hit me, and I don't want to stab them. All I want to do is teach them. And if they don't want to learn, it's like being in a pool and 10 people drowning. You can't save everybody. So pick who want to be saved and bring them to the end of the water.
That's what's up, man. So what else is going on with Doc Ice? I know you mentioned the new song, You Can't Party with Grown Folks. What else is going on with Doc Ice, man?
Well, right now I am currently the fourth member of Houdini, and I'm on tour with Houdini. this Saturday. We'll be in Washington, D.C., and we'll be performing with EU out there. Aside from that, I have a new cologne coming out, and the cologne is for us men because, you know, the women always got the pretty fragrances that we love. So I decided to, you know, sit with a company and develop a cologne for men that I think, you know, all of you fellas would appreciate, and I think you ladies would be proud, you know, to smell a scent, because for like 25 years I've worn a scent that I got compliments over, you know, over and over again for, and I decided to use that in the ingredient, and it has no alcohol, and the cologne is called Carrots with a K. That's K-A-R-A-T-S. Carrots cologne for men, and you guys can look for that. It'll be coming soon. I got orders already on pile, and I'm about to hit it across all the Walmarts and hopefully the Targets. And I got a cousin who is tight with Blair Underwood, and I'm going to try to get him to do the commercial so that we can promote it. So that's another aspect of what I'm doing. And I just finished filming a TV show with Nickelodeon that should be airing in September. And I'm just kind of just reaching out and trying to, you know, get my feet wet in different places. But for the most part, hip-hop is my heart, y'all. And this song that I got, you know, about to come out now, You Can't Party With the Grown Folk, I should be shooting a video in about 2 weeks with the Low Lives, my man Thurston Howell, my man Beck, you know, my man Sosa, Eugene, you know, Harry Balls, Chuck Birch. All of these fellas took a loving to me and was like, Doc, whatever you need to do, we with. And I also got a shout-out, my man Dana Dane. He's getting ready to get married. I'm going to be going to his wedding. And my DJ, Grandmaster D from Houdini, he's getting married August 11th in Atlanta. And my wife and I will be flying out there to, you know, give him the respect and honor he deserves for his wedding as well. So I'm just trying to keep it moving. And no doubt, I'm trying to stay busy, you know, because that's what keeps me youthful, and I call that hip-hop.
Now, you guys doing these shows in Chicago anytime soon or what?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, wow, you got me. We supposed to be going to Chicago in maybe a month or so. But just give me a minute to get back to you on that, because Jalil was just talking with me, and he was like, we supposed to be going to the Windy City. So give me a minute. I'll get it right, and I'll get it back to you so that we can promote it and let everybody know when we're going to be there.
Well, I got your information, and I know my man D got it and everything, so we will politic on you. I will, most definitely, because I'm in Chicago right now. So
that's what's up. That's what's up.
I want to check that out, man. That's what's going on, man. Look, man, we went over time, man. We got to get you to come back, man, next week, man, if you can, man, and politic some more, man. So, yeah, we got to talking about the things that matter in life, and we got you talking, and we got you preaching, man, and letting them know, man. That's what I love about this show, man. We family on this show, man. We just don't talk about hip hop. We talk about life hop. You know, everything that's going on in our lives.
I like
you know,
that.
Get it out,
man.
You know, so that's what's going on, man. Listen, man.
Doc. First and foremost, man, this is D Slate, man. I want to say. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, man. I was listening to the show, and you're definitely the type of artist and the type of individual that a lot of these young cats coming up definitely need to take heed to and definitely need to listen to, because you are the epitome of the word longevity in this business. You know, You definitely, and that's what I always tell. We were speaking on that earlier. As an artist, you know, it's very important to have longevity in this music industry, and to be able to say that you're 20 years or more in it speaks a lot about the type of artist that you are, man. And it's a blessing for you and U2FO and Houdini for you guys to still be going strong and still doing what you're doing. That's an absolute blessing. To the Almighty himself, man, and I definitely thank you for still bringing the true nature of hip hop and letting these young cats know that this is what it's all about.
And I thank you for that, and I have to give kudos to you guys, because you know I always say this: one hand washes the other, both hands wash the face. So for me to be able to have a stage to do this, it's a blessing, because I could be shut out all the way and you won't hear me. So to have you guys
it's a great blessing to say, you know, we could talk about anything. Yeah, doc. All right, you sure? Because I'm going to speak it, and I'm going to speak it from my heart, because what you feed into your heart is what comes out of your mouth. And that's what I speak to you guys. You know, I keep my understanding of hip hop. You know, and I try to make sure that I'm not too much and I'm not too little. I want to be just enough so that people can respect us on a whole. So you guys have to get a lot of credit for saying, Doc, we got a place for you. Come over here, let's talk. Whether it be me, Melly Mel, you know, whether it be, you know, Jalil, my brother Jalil, he's a whole nother animal. When you guys talk with him, you'll love that too. You'll love that too, because, you know, he's deep with it. But it's a blessing to be able to say, I'm still touring. I'm still performing. I'm still doing what I came in this industry to do and eating off it. That's how I feed my family off of hip-hop, and that's a blessing to say from 1983 to 2012, I'm still doing what I do, and I promise y'all, when y'all come to the show, we grown folk, and we still be screaming like we was 18, 19 years old, because that's what it's supposed to be. So y'all keep the door open for me. I'm going to keep writing and making sure I fight to bring something to you guys that are credible, because it shouldn't be anything. It should be something that's good, because don't just accept it because I'm from the old school. That's kind of whack. You want to say, nah, that's whack. I don't like that. Okay, I got another joint for you. How about this one? But at least you leave an opening, listening ear for me. That's the blessing, and that's the love that I want to receive for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
You know, so y'all, don't forget, when we get a chance, when y'all come back on, drop You Can't Party with the Grown Folk on them. And when you get a chance, go check out the comeback and let them hear that. And I'll let you know, I'm in the making. The doctor is in the lab. The album is called The Doctor Will See You Now. It's not done yet. And the reason why it's not done yet is because we still touching ears, and we need to kind of test the waters to see what the temperature is out there before we drop the full album.
Well, I'm going to let you know tomorrow. Well, I'm going to let you know tomorrow on the show. I'm definitely going to drop You Can't Party with, like, you know, with grown folks. I'm definitely going to drop that on them tomorrow on the show, so they definitely going to get an earful of it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I thank you guys. All of y'all are blessing a breath of fresh air. And let's just keep doing it, because the bottom line is, when we first did hip-hop back in the days, when I got wind of it, they didn't respect it. They didn't accept it. Now look at it.
That's right.
We're going to get in contact with you again, because I'm hoping we can get you back next Wednesday, man, and have you call in first, man, so we can politic a little bit more, man. And if possible, man, try to get you a Red Alert to talk, because I would really like to hear what he feels about how the DJs are.
I'll say this to you. We'll fight for Red, but I get my brother Jalil on with you. Remember I told you?
You'll
love that. You'll love that a lot. So bottom line is this. It ain't, you know, if. When. Y'all tell me when, and I'm ready.
No doubt. AD, he going to get with you on that. We got the info. We most definitely will get on you with that one, because I want to holler at you.
No doubt. Thank you, fellas, so much. And like I said, I'm working on the video, so let's just look for that. But I thank you guys so much. I don't want to take up no more time, because, you know, I could talk with y'all all night long. But thank you so much. I said blessings and shouts and love out to everybody out there in the world, not just hip-hop, in the world, because we care for all of y'all, and hopefully we can continue to connect and grow as a family.
I'm definitely going to get in contact with you, and just like L1 said, man, we would love to have you back on with him next week, so I'll definitely get you the information.
That's what's up, fellas. Well, y'all have a good evening, and sis, you have a good evening. Keep spinning those good joints, and look for the Karis cologne, fellas, because once y'all wear it, y'all going to call me and say, Doc, I need my order because I ran out. Y'all going to love this. I promise
that's
you, you're going to love this.
Yes, indeed.
You're going to love this. You're going to be proud, because I put 20 years into this. This ain't overnight. This 20 years.
That's what I like. Absolutely.
Well, everybody have a good evening. And if you didn't eat already, go have a good dinner. And we will holler next Wednesday for show.
Doc, you have a blessed night, man. Have a blessed night.
Thank you, fellas.
Night.
Okay, peace.
Peace. Wow. That is how we do on the show, man. We get them on here, and they open up to us. So, I mean, I can't even trip, man. That's the show, man. You still here, Red?
Yeah, I'm still here. I ain't went nowhere.
Are you still here?
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, we went overtime on that one, boy. That's what's
that's
up,
what,
man. My man,
that's how it happened.
He got in there.
That's how it happened.
What he had to say, you know. But that's how we do on the Nigel Head D-Hour Wednesdays, man. We out here doing our thing, man. We had Doodlebug from Diggable Planets. We politicked with him. We had my man Doc Ice, who we hopefully going to have back on next Wednesday so we can talk to him a little bit more, and maybe his brother from Houdini. And, man, you know, and see how our show is, man. We pull other radio hosts from other shows to come in and holler at us, man. I'm like, man, that's wild. I didn't catch the name. I didn't catch her name, but I mean,
Ebony B. That's my girl, Ebony B. from Diva Spy Radio.
Okay, that's what's up, man. See, that's we pull other people in from other shows, man. They come on ours, we go on theirs, man, and we politic, man. And like my man Doodlebug said, man, it feel like family over here, and that's what we try to get out there, man. It's family, man. But look, it's 11:15 where I'm at. I don't know what it is with you, where you at, D. And Red, you about, what, 12 o'clock, 12:15 right now, man?
Yeah, it's bedtime.
Yeah, it's about that time to go.
Gotta go night-night.
I have some songs on here I wanted to play tonight, you know, for some new stuff. Hopefully D will play them tomorrow, man. I got some new 50 on here and a couple other little joints on there. If not, we'll put them up next week. But, man, y'all enjoy y'all evening. I want to thank the guests. Doc, my man Doodlebug, came on here, man, and wrecked it, man. Diva came on here and wrecked it. It is what it is, man. Nigel here Wednesdays. We'll be back next Wednesday. And that's what's up. I'm going to bed. I don't know if I'm going to play soon.
Make sure you guys check us out tomorrow on Celebrity Thursday. We got Alexandra and the Starlight Band with us. We got DK, the GS Boys. And we also may have Calvin Richardson in the building with us tomorrow. So make sure you guys tune in to Celebrity Thursday. Just get it in with us. It's the D-Hour Show family. That's how we get down. And you never know who's going to be on the show. That's why we tell you guys to tune in, because you never know.
And with that, we out.
Yeah.
Good night, all.
No doubt.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.